Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Creating compound sentences. Establishing the goal. Master the art of combining independent clauses. As an English language educator with over 3 decades of experience, I know firsthand the power of compound sentences. These versatile structures allow us to express complex ideas concisely, seamlessly connecting related thoughts and conveying nuanced relationships between them. By mastering the art of crafting compound sentences, you'll elevate your writing, making it more sophisticated, engaging, and effective. In this guide, you'll learn how to confidently combine independent clauses using coordinating conjunctions. You'll discover how to weave together your ideas to create sentences that pack a punch, leaving a lasting impression on your readers. Whether you're a student, a professional writer, or simply someone who wants to sharpen their communication skills, this step-by-step tutorial will empower you to take your writing to new heights. Prerequisites: familiarity with independent clauses. Before we dive into the world of compound sentences, it's important to ensure you have a solid understanding of independent clauses. An independent clause is a group of words that can stand alone as a complete sentence, containing a subject and a verb. For example, the sun shines brightly and the leaves rustled in the wind are both independent clauses. Once you've mastered the concept of independent clauses, you're ready to learn how to combine them to create compound sentences. Let's begin our journey. Overview: Crafting compound sentences. Compound sentences are formed by joining two or more independent clauses with a coordinating conjunction. These conjunctions include and, but, or, nor, for, so, and yet. By using these words to connect your clauses, you can express a wide range of relationships between ideas, such as addition, contrast, choice, cause and effect, and more. The key to crafting effective compound sentences is to choose the appropriate coordinating conjunction that best reflects the connection you want to convey. Let's dive into the step-by-step process of mastering this skill. Step 1. Identify independent clauses. The first step in creating compound sentences is to identify the independent clauses you want to combine. Remember, an independent clause is a complete thought that can stand on its own as a sentence. Take a moment to examine the following examples. The sun was shining brightly. The birds were chirping in the trees. I wanted to go to the beach. The weather was too cold. She studied hard for the exam. She still didn't pass. In each of these examples, you have two independent clauses that could be combined to form a compound sentence. Step 2. Select the appropriate coordinating conjunction. Once you've identified the independent clauses, it's time to choose the coordinating conjunction that best captures the relationship between the ideas. Consider the following. And is used to express addition or continuation. Example: the sun was shining brightly, and the birds were chirping in the trees. But is used to express contrast or opposition. Example: I wanted to go to the beach, but the weather was too cold. Or is used to express a choice or alternative. Example: she studied hard for the exam, or she still didn't pass. Nor is used to express a negative alternative. Example: she didn't pass the exam, nor did she receive a good grade. For is used to express a reason or cause. Example: she studied hard for the exam, for she wanted to do well. So is used to express a result or consequence. Example: the weather was too cold, so I couldn't go to the beach. Yet is used to express a contrast or unexpected outcome. Example: she studied hard for the exam, yet she still didn't pass. Take a moment to experiment with the different coordinating conjunctions and observe how they change the meaning and relationship between the independent clauses. Step 3. Combine the independent clauses. Now that you've identified the independent clauses and selected the appropriate coordinating conjunction, it's time to combine them into a compound sentence. Simply place the conjunction between the two clauses, separated by a comma. Here are some examples. The sun was shining brightly, and the birds were chirping in the trees. I wanted to go to the beach, but the weather was too cold. She studied hard for the exam, or she still didn't pass. She didn't pass the exam, nor did she receive a good grade. She studied hard for the exam, for she wanted to do well. The weather was too cold, so I couldn't go to the beach. She studied hard for the exam, yet she still didn't pass. Notice how the compound sentences seamlessly connect the related ideas, creating a more complex and nuanced expression of the information. Step 4. Experiment with sentence length and structure. As you become more comfortable with crafting compound sentences, you can start to experiment with the length and structure of your sentences. Try combining more than two independent clauses, using a variety of coordinating conjunctions, and even incorporating subordinate clauses for an even richer and more sophisticated writing style. For example, the sun was shining brightly, the birds were chirping in the trees, and the gentle breeze rustled the leaves. I wanted to go to the beach, but the weather was too cold, so I decided to stay home and read a book instead. She studied hard for the exam, yet she still didn't pass, nor did she receive a good grade, for she had been distracted by personal issues. By varying the sentence structure and length, you'll add rhythm, flow, and depth to your writing, keeping your readers engaged and captivated. Tips and warnings. Avoid overusing coordinating conjunctions, as this can make your writing feel choppy or disjointed. Use them judiciously to connect related ideas. Be mindful of sentence length. Too many compound sentences in a row can make your writing feel heavy or monotonous. Alternate between simple, compound, and complex sentences for a more balanced and rhythmic flow. Pay attention to the meaning and connotations of the coordinating conjunctions you choose. Make sure they accurately reflect the relationship between the ideas you're expressing. Proofread your work carefully to ensure that your compound sentences are properly constructed and that the clauses are correctly connected. Checking your understanding to ensure you've mastered the art of crafting compound sentences, try the following. Identify the independent clauses in a sample piece of writing and experiment with combining them using different coordinating conjunctions. Write your own original compound sentences, focusing on expressing a variety of relationships between ideas. Critique your own writing or that of others, paying attention to the use of compound sentences and identifying opportunities to improve or refine them. Remember, the more you practice and experiment with compound sentences, the more natural and effortless they will become. Embrace the journey and let your writing soar to new heights.
Exploring the past perfect continuous tense. Welcome to the world of English grammar. Today, we are going to delve into a fascinating aspect of the English language, the past perfect continuous tense. By the end of this lesson, you will have a clear understanding of how and when to use this tense. What is the past perfect continuous tense? The past perfect continuous tense is used to express actions that were ongoing in the past and had a duration before another action took place. This tense is formed by combining had been with the present participle of the verb. Structure: positive, subject plus had been plus present participle. Negative, subject plus had not been plus present participle. Question: had plus subject plus been plus present participle? Examples: positive, she had been studying for 2 hours before her friends arrived. Negative, they had not been waiting for long when the bus finally came. Question: had you been reading the book before the movie started? When to use the past perfect continuous tense. Actions that started in the past and continued until another point in the past, we use this tense to show that an action started at a particular time in the past and continued until another point in the past. Duration of an action, the past perfect continuous tense is also used to emphasize the duration of an action that was ongoing in the past. Cause of an action, sometimes, we use this tense to talk about the cause of an action in the past. Signal words. Certain words and phrases can indicate the use of the past perfect continuous tense in a sentence. Some of these signal words include, for example, for 2 hours, since morning, all day, how long, etc. Practice makes perfect. Now that you have learned about the past perfect continuous tense, it's time to practice using it in sentences. Here are a few exercises for you to try. Rewrite the following sentences in the past perfect continuous tense. She waited for the bus for 20 minutes before it arrived. They play tennis since 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Use the past perfect continuous tense to complete the following sentences. By the time I woke up, my parents underscore clean the house all morning. How long you study before the exam? In summary, in this lesson, we explored the past perfect continuous tense, its structure, usage, and some examples to help you grasp this concept better. Remember, practice is key to mastering any new grammatical concept. Keep practicing, and soon you will be using the past perfect continuous tense with confidence in your writing and conversations. Keep up the great work. Here are some additional examples of sentences using the past perfect continuous tense. Positive. They had been playing soccer for 2 hours before it started raining. She had been cooking dinner all evening when her guests finally arrived. The students had been studying hard for the exam for weeks. Negative. He had not been working at the company for very long when he got promoted. The team had not been practicing well before the big game. I had not been feeling well for a few days before I went to the doctor. Questions: had they been renovating their house for a long time before they decided to sell it? Had you been learning Spanish before you went on your trip to Spain? How long had she been training for the marathon before she got injured? Feel free to practice forming your own sentences using the past perfect continuous tense based on these examples. Here are some more examples of sentences using the past perfect continuous tense. Positive. The workers had been repairing the road for weeks before it was finally completed. By the time we arrived, they had been rehearsing the play for hours. She had been working on her thesis all night when her computer suddenly crashed. Negative. The baby had not been sleeping well for several nights before the parents sought help. The chef had not been tasting the soup before serving it to the customers. They had not been exercising regularly before they signed up for the marathon. Questions. Had the children been playing in the park for a long time before it started raining? Had you been living in the city for many years before you decided to move to the countryside? How long had he been practicing the piano before his concert performance? These examples should give you a better understanding of how to use the past perfect continuous tense in different contexts. Feel free to create your own sentences using this tense as well.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.